I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Even though Colombia's murder rate is now at an all-time low, it's still one of the worst in the world. It also produces about half of the world's cocaine. You'd think most people in Colombia's overflowing prisons then are drug traffickers. However, Hans Daza Bolaños, director of Crossroad Prison Ministry's work in Colombia, says that's not the case. Through an interpreter, Bolaños explains.
The problem really isn't Colombia. The problem is that there's a demand from people of other countries. We actually do have a lot of people in our jails who are actually innocent. And others are there because of the political and social context in which we live.
There's another side of Colombia you should know about. Catch tomorrow's broadcast to learn how it intersects with the hope of Christ. And even though it's the birthplace of Christianity, the Holy Land can be a difficult place to be a Christian, especially for Palestinians. Arish Massoud works with Bethlehem Bible College in Bethlehem. Her formative years, like many other Palestinians, were filled with wars and exposure to weapons.
This is a background soundtrack to your life, actually. You know what it means to have soldiers around, to be in fear as well, because you need to always be cautious to differentiate between sounds of shootings and between fireworks, for example. And I don't think that's usually everyone around the world who knows the differences. But for us, that's how it is living in the Holy Land, or that's how it is being a Palestinian.
Find out what this looks like and how the global church can support its Palestinian family at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Find us on social media or Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.